Well, now. Well, now, once again, allow us to express our greetings and our gratitude to each of you. And before we begin, we would once again remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity to be involved in that telepathic exchange of information. And it's quite possible for you once again to alter your consciousness, to enter into that meditative state and to participate in that telepathic interaction and exchange of information. But once again as well, the choice to do so is yours, absolutely. Now, we have suggested that your consciousness exists within each and every cell and atom of the entire universe. For many, that can be very difficult to accept or to comprehend. For many, it's very difficult to accept that this entire, not only Earth system that you exist in, but your entire universe is an illusion. It becomes very difficult for you to accept in your awakened consciousness state that you exist throughout the entire illusionary reality that you participate in creating. However, it's not difficult for you to accept, or at least not nearly as difficult for you to accept, that your consciousness, the subconsciousness if you wish, exists within each and every cell of your entire physical being. And that consciousness, that subconsciousness, is carrying out a multitude of billions of activities, various different types of activities in those cells as they create the reality that you're experiencing in your so-called physical being, in your awakened consciousness state. And so that consciousness that you are exists once again throughout your entire physical being, in each and every cell. Even though you are not, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, completely aware of all of the activities that are being carried out within your physical being. However, your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, absolutely affect not only your conscious state of mind, but your subconscious state of mind, and consequently, once again, affect the energy that is utilized throughout each and every cell of your entire physical being to either continue to sustain existing in that physical being, to carry out those billions of activities that are occurring continuously within your physical being, in your awakened consciousness state. That consciousness continues to exist and be influenced by what you, in your so-called awakened consciousness state, hold as thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your attitudes. What do you believe? And so, consequently, if you hold what you in your awakened consciousness state would consider to be a very negative type of experience, very negative thoughts and feelings, what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being very negative choices and decisions, then once again, the spark of consciousness that you are validates your beliefs and belief systems, gives to you that which you desire. And so consequently, what you hold in your conscious state of mind, particularly in what we refer to in this new age and new energy, affects the subconsciousness, affects the activities that are being carried out once again continuously in each and every cell of your entire physical being. And consequently, if you in your once again awakened consciousness state view that as being a negative type of experience, a negative emotion and feeling, then you can experience, not only can, but shall and will experience that negativity throughout your entire physical being. If you view it as being a positive or a desirable type of reality and experience, then consequently, once again, throughout your entire physical being, you experience that as being a very positive activity, and consequently that subconsciousness carries out the activities based upon your choices and decisions and your thoughts and feelings. And so you can have your so-called physical being in a state of balance if you wish, or you can have it in a state of dis-ease. Your choice. It's not something that's inflicted upon you, it's your choice. What becomes even more difficult to accept and to understand is when you hold in your awakened consciousness state what you refer to as being either negative or positive types of feelings. Not only does it affect all of the so-called cells within your physical being and the consciousness or the subconsciousness that you, if you wish, that resides in each of those cells, it affects your entire universe. That becomes difficult for you to accept the responsibility that you are one, that you are connected. Whether you choose to believe in your awakened consciousness state that you are connected, we would suggest that you are connected. You are all one. You are one, and yet you are an individual. It defies an explanation. But nonetheless, what you hold in your consciousness, particularly in this new age and new energy, affects not only your subconsciousness, affects not only the cells within your physical being and the activities that are being carried out by those cells and by the energy and by the subconsciousness that exists within each of those cells of your entire physical being. It affects your entire illusionary reality. It's an illusion. It's not real. When you're involved in these particular activities, be it an activity that you are aware of consciously in your awakened consciousness state, or particular activities that are being carried out, for example, on the other side of your so-called earth systems, your thoughts and feelings, your human consciousness has an effect, is responsible for that creation. It's an illusion. If you can accept that it's an illusion, if you can accept that your consciousness exists within each and every atom of your entire universe, then you can accept as well that the thoughts and feelings that you hold, the choices and decisions, your beliefs and belief systems influence not only your physical being, but the entire universe. You are one. You are not separate. Whether you are aware in your awakened consciousness state of other entities that are involved in the creation process of this illusion that may exist on your so-called other side of your earth systems, you are one. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. So that's why it's possible for you to have an experience on this particular side of your so-called earth systems and on the other side of your earth systems from other individuals who seemingly in your awakened consciousness state have had absolutely no connection, no contact with each other, and yet are experiencing the same realities. Because you are one. Because there is no separation. Because time and space only exist in your awakened consciousness state and to varying degrees in your altered states of consciousness. It's an illusion. When you can accept that it's an illusion, when you can begin to grasp that understanding that it's an illusion, then you can begin to accept as well that you can change it, that you can change your reality, that you can change what's occurring within your physical being, that by your conscious thoughts, by your thoughts and feelings, by your choices and decisions, you not only can, but do alter and affect each and every cell in your entire physical being. It's not something that you must learn to do. You do it on a continual basis. It's something that you must become aware of the particular methods that you utilize to influence and to create this reality. You see, we've suggested that the method or technique that you utilize to influence or create your reality is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique that you utilize. What do you believe? If you believe, for example, that it would be beneficial for you to create some type of a future reality that you desire, and if you can put up some type of particular notes, if you would, that will continuously remind you, bring into your conscious state through repetition, that that's what you desire to experience, and you utilize your imagination of what that would be like, and then you begin to have the expectation that you can create it. If that works for you, and if you believe in that particular method or technique, then utilize it, absolutely. On the other hand, if you believe that if you have a particular desire for a reality to experience, you bring that into your conscious state, and you believe that if I simply express the intent that that's what I wish to desire to experience, and then you set it aside with the expectation that that will absolutely occur within your reality, and you believe and you have the expectation, then that technique will work as well. You see, once again, the method or technique is not nearly as important as your belief in the method or technique. What do you believe? It is seemingly such an easy statement, and yet it is the key. It is the key to creating your reality. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. And the irony of it is, you are accomplishing all of the methods and techniques that we suggest would be beneficial for you to create your reality. You're utilizing them. Whether you in your awakened consciousness state are aware of it, it doesn't really matter. You cannot change the fact that the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, your attitudes and beliefs are reflected in your reality, and the spark of consciousness rejoices in the creation process. And so it begs the question, why wouldn't you create a reality that you in your awakened consciousness state would view as being positive? What do you believe? Now, if you have any questions, we would attempt to answer them for you.
We can't hear you, Tom.
TV has to come up here.
Which one?
This one?
I will ask the question. We are so beset with the idea of aliens in our reality, and of seeing craft that can function well past the laws of our, what we call our physics. And I know that we are all a part of one, and that would include any aliens that may be present in those craft. My question is, are those craft, are those aliens from our vibrational level?
In order to exist in this vibrational level, we've suggested that it's necessary for you to become involved in the human consciousness conception and belief that you are not responsible for the creation of your reality, to exist within the limitations that you put in place by that electromagnetic type of energy that we refer to as the veil. It's an illusion. What do you believe? You see, you believe in time and space, and consequently, you believe that you exist in this particular now, and you have a so-called future and a so-called past. We suggest that it exists within the same time and same space. Absolutely. Now, are there other entities existing within your vibrational level that exist in a different portion, if you wish, of your universe, what do you believe? Do you believe, for example, that you have guides and angels that influence your reality? You can have that. Not only can you have that, but for many individuals, they can see them. Absolutely. Because in their reality, it's real. Do you believe that there are aliens that you refer to as other individuals who exist in various other positions, if you wish, in this illusionary reality that you're existing in? What do you believe? Not only if you believe such a thing will you experience it, but it's entirely possible. There are no, the only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. What do you believe? As far as entities being involved in what you like to refer to as teleportation or being existing in different particular parts of your illusionary reality, we have suggested many times that in order for you to accomplish the so-called teleportation, it becomes first of all important for you to understand that your consciousness is already there. You exist within each and every atom of the entire universe. Now, you as well exist within your so-called past and your present and your future. Absolutely. Your so-called lifetimes, if you wish, exist in the now. And you choose to tap into this particular lifetime, if you wish, this particular incarnational period, while eliminating all the rest. Many times, you have the opportunity, not only have the opportunity, but the experience of glimpsing those other realities, if you wish, those other illusionary realities that are existing within the same time and same space. We have referred to the Lemurian periods, which exist in the same time and same space. We've referred to the Atlantean periods, which exist within the same time and same space. It's possible for you to experience realities from those particular so-called time periods that exist in the now. And so, what do you believe? These so-called aliens are simply entities existing within your same vibrational level, choosing to exist within your same vibrational level, perhaps having a different understanding, a different belief and belief system, but nonetheless existing within the same vibrational level with the limitations that you choose to put in place of the understanding of who and what you truly are. Are they what you would refer to as being aliens, different? Perhaps, but you have within your so-called your system various what you refer to as different races or nationalities where people look entirely different from one another. Absolutely. It's not that difficult to experience and to believe that you have other entities existing within your universe that look different than what you experience in your so-called Earth systems. Do they experience a different reality? Do entities existing within your Earth systems experience different realities based upon their societal belief systems, their individual belief systems? Absolutely. Is one more advanced than the other? What do you believe? You are one. There is not one entity existing within your reality or in any other vibrational level who is any more or any less than what each of you are, including those entities who choose to exist at a level that you like to refer to as aliens. What do you believe? You see, there are individuals who do not believe that there are so-called aliens or there is any other life existing outside of your so-called Earth systems in your universe. Consequently, because they don't believe, and because they not only don't believe, they have the expectation that they will have no such experience, and consequently, they don't experience that type of reality. It's no different than seeing two individuals who are involved in creating their reality. One individual has absolutely no difficulty in creating what you refer to as abundance. The other individual existing within exactly the same particular societal situation has a difficulty in achieving a type of abundance. One individual may be subjected to some type of what you refer to as an addiction. Impossible for them to alter it. Another individual has absolutely no problems with so-called addictions and yet existing within the same particular societal belief systems. What do you believe? And so, similarly to the individual who believes, for example, once again, that that can create abundance, compared to the other individual who has difficulty creating what you refer to as abundance, both are validating the beliefs and belief systems they hold. And so you have individuals who exist within your vibrational level who believe that there are these so-called aliens, and there are these so-called aliens who are other entities existing within your vibrational level who have seemingly achieved a level that's difficult for you to achieve, who have achieved this understanding, if you would, that it's possible for you to be in a different part of your reality through that process that you like to refer to as teleportation, who understand that the consciousness, their consciousness, your consciousness, all consciousness exists in that particular desirable element that you wish to be in. And so are there aliens? What do you believe? Do you have guides and angels? What do you believe? It's an illusion. And if there are aliens, if there are entities who choose to exist in your vibrational level as entity as aliens, absolutely. Are there entities existing within your Earth systems who will have experiences with these so-called aliens? Absolutely. Are there those who will never have that experience? Absolutely. What do you believe? It's an illusion. We keep coming back to the basics. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It's an illusion. You exist within each and every cell and each and every atom of the entire universe. You are one. You create the reality for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are associated with that experience. And the only limitation to that creation process is your imagination. So if you believe that you're not in control, if you imagine that you have some type of energy that completely controls your reality, you can have that. It's not a right or wrong. It can be a great experience, absolutely. It allows you to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings. If you believe that your neighbor is possible for them to cast some type of a spell upon you that can cause you all kinds of difficulties or cause you all kinds of positive reality creations, then absolutely you can have that. It's not right or wrong. It's a validation of a belief and a belief system that you hold. If you believe that there are other entities existing within your so-called solar system that have different concepts of what their reality is, you can have that too. So do aliens exist? What do you believe? Do other entities exist within your Earth system? What do you believe? What even becomes more difficult, perhaps, for you to hold as a belief and a belief system is the understanding that it only exists because you believe it exists. It begs the question, is there really another side to your so-called physical Earth, or is it there because you believe that it's there? It's an illusion. What do you believe? You are one. It becomes very difficult to give an explanation because you see, there will be individuals in your awakened consciousness state who will suggest that it's not possible. And there will be other individuals who not only would suggest that it's possible, but would suggest as well that they have absolute proof of having that experience. What do you believe? What do you believe? Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does very, very well. Thank you. In essence, I'm writing my own novel.
Very good analogy, because in essence, you are all writing your own novels. Absolutely. Absolutely. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. Absolutely.
I have a question on dreams. And when you have a dream, or when you realize that you're dreaming, you can have kind of a forward timeline of the dream. But when you realize you're dreaming, you never have a history to the dream. There's no backwards time or a past in the dream. It just starts from a very specific moment, and it goes forward. I was just wondering what your thoughts on that were.
We've suggested that you can become involved in your dreams. And it's rather interesting that from your perspective, you only see a future. You don't see the past that has some effect, if you wish, upon that dream. In other words, the future is the portion that you are most accepting as being something that you can alter and change. It gives the impression that you believe that your past is very difficult to change, and that's something that you hold as a human consciousness belief system, a societal belief system, and in many cases an individual belief system. We have suggested that when you were in a dream, that it's possible for you to become involved in what you in your awakened consciousness state like to refer to as lucid dreaming. And it's possible for you, with the intent for you to become aware, consciously aware, of what it is that you're experiencing in that dream, and to understand that that dream is as real, if you wish, as what you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And you can manipulate it if you wish, you can control it. You can experience whatever it is that you desire to experience in your dream state, and you as well can alter that past if you so desire to alter the past. You can change the beginning of the dream. You can change it back to where you, once again, because of one's belief in time and space, would believe that it has its so-called beginnings in some of your past that's responsible for what it is that you are experiencing in your so-called dream state, and have the opportunity to influence in your future. We're suggesting you can change it all, absolutely. And you, through lucid dreaming, through allowing your consciousness to become involved in your so-called dream state, you can influence it. Absolutely, you can change it. You can direct it in whichever manner you desire to go. You can create the illusion. You can have a direct influence from your conscious state. It's like entering into a meditative state, and many individuals who are very so-called competent at meditating will become as well very competent at being involved in that so-called lucid dreaming. When one in your so-called awakened consciousness state becomes involved in meditative state, it's important that when you're altering your consciousness to go into the meditative state, that you have the intent to remain so-called aware of what it is that you're experiencing, so you can bring it back into your awakened state, so that you can remember it if you wish. You can do the same thing through your dream state. You can enter into the dream from your conscious state of mind, influence it both from your so-called past and your future, and you can manipulate it. And it can give you all types of examples of how you can manipulate this reality in your awakened consciousness state. How you can manipulate particularly elements that are very difficult for you to observe in your so-called methods of observation, such as through your sight or through your feelings or through what it is that you can hear. There are various elements that you can alter, various diseases, for example, that can exist within your physical being that you can't see, but you understand that are there. You can alter that, much like you would in a meditative state and in a dream state. You can alter that. You can learn to alter it in your awakened consciousness state. It's just much more difficult than learning to alter it in your meditative state and in your dream state. And so we would suggest that you become involved in lucid dreaming. We would also suggest that your perception that it begins at a certain point and only progresses into the future may perhaps give you an indication that you have difficulty in understanding that the past exists in the present as well as the future, and you can influence the past as readily as you can the future. What do you believe? It's an illusion. And not only can you alter it, you do alter it on a continual basis. You alter your past as readily as you alter your future. Continuously, constantly. It's just in your awakened consciousness state. You, once again, because of your belief in time and space, because of the human consciousness belief in time and space, it's very difficult to step outside of that illusionary reality of that belief system in your awakened consciousness state. And many times difficult as well in your meditative state and in your dream state. The belief exists throughout all of your levels of consciousness. It's difficult to step outside. Not impossible, but difficult. Does that answer your question?
It does, and it gives me a couple things to think about the next time I have a lucid dream. Thank you.
One time I saw a square tunnel, and it was a diamond. It looked like a crystal in the middle of it, a crystal shape, I mean. I never knew what it was. At the time, I thought it was a healing, but I don't think it was, so I was wondering what was that experience?
You see, when you experience particular what you refer to as illusions, many times it is indeed a validation of a belief or a belief system that you hold that illusion can be either beneficial or perhaps non-beneficial. It's what allows various belief systems to exist. For example, that one has the capacity to influence another reality through what you might refer to as casting a spell on another. If an individual holds that belief and belief system, then it's possible for the other individual who also holds a similar belief and belief system to have that experience. But both are involved, absolutely. You cannot cast a spell on another individual who's not agreeing to participate. And so when you have an illusionary vision, if you wish, and you expect that through that vision you can experience some type of healing, then absolutely, you can have that. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you continuously come back to that particular statement, while it may seem like an oversimplification, it is absolutely the understanding of this experience that you're having, not only in your awakened consciousness state, but through all levels of consciousness while you exist and while you choose to exist in this vibrational level. And so when you hold the belief or the expectation that there will appear to be some type of an apparition, if you wish, that can be of assistance to you, then absolutely, you can have that experience. And so we would suggest that you experience that. To experience it in your conscious state becomes much more difficult than experiencing it in your dream state or in a meditative state. However, not impossible, just more difficult. Because you see, once again, in your awakened consciousness state, you put in place the veil. You put in place this electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand the reality that you are experiencing is an illusion. It limits your capacity to understand that you are absolutely the creator of this reality, and that the reality you're experiencing, your thoughts and feelings, your choices and decisions, all influence it. What do you believe? And many of those beliefs are put in place in your subconscious level. And so very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to understand what the beliefs are. But nonetheless, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You may have difficulty in understanding what the belief is that's responsible for the reality. But nonetheless, as well, the statement holds true. And so when you experience what you believe to be some type of vision, we would suggest that you question, is that a reality that you desire? What do I desire to experience? What do I believe? Do I believe that this experience is a beneficial experience? Do I believe that it's possible for to have this experience, to have this so-called apparition, this vision that is going to be a positive impact upon my physical being or upon my existence in my so-called awakened consciousness state? What do you believe? It becomes very difficult, absolutely, to grasp that understanding. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. It seems so simple. The difficulty is you go to great lengths to hide what the belief is. You go to great lengths to bury that belief at a level of your consciousness that makes it almost impossible to experience in your awakened consciousness state. You put in place that veil that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Many times in your so-called in-between incarnational state, when you die, in other words, you make the choices for various realities to be experienced in your so-called next incarnational period. You make the choice in conjunction with others who agree to participate in that creation process. The ones that would be involved in what you might refer to as a family situation, you agree to put in place. You agree to put in place those particular beliefs and belief systems that will allow you to experience what you might refer to as desirable or less than desirable experiences in that particular incarnational period. And contained in there as well are various beliefs and belief systems that you may experience connections with what you refer to as various apparitions, various appearances of objects that can be of assistance in your reality experience in your awakened consciousness state. What do you believe? And so we would suggest that when you experience these so-called apparitions, if you wish, these visions, you need to pay attention to the attitude. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. How do you feel? What's the emotion that you are experiencing? Because you see, the reason that you exist in this particular vibrational level is the opportunity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings based upon the reality that you create and experience. So pay attention to your thoughts and feelings. We have suggested pay attention to your spontaneous attitudes that you experience when you're involved in a particular day-to-day activity. What's that particular response that you have, that attitude that's spontaneous? Where did that come from? Because your attitudes many times are a reflection of your beliefs and belief systems. You, in your awakened consciousness state, are encouraged not to have negative attitudes, what you would refer to as negative attitudes. Hold a positive attitude. You hear that continuously. Hold a positive attitude. We would suggest pay attention to those so-called negative attitudes. Don't push them aside, but attempt to understand what the belief is that's allowing you to experience that particular emotion and feeling, that negative attitude. What do you believe? When you can understand what the belief and the belief system is, then you begin to understand as well that it's possible to change it. And when you understand that it's possible to change it, then you can experience the understanding of this so-called illusion, this vision that you experience. What do you believe? Pay attention to your emotions and feelings. Pay attention to your attitudes. Get a grasp of the understanding of the beliefs and belief systems that are responsible for that experience. And you can, as well, begin to understand what it is that you're creating, what it is that you desire to experience, what is the emotion and feeling that you're attempting to experience? Is it desirable or less than desirable? For once again, the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether it's good or bad, right or wrong, desirable or less than desirable, but gives to you that which you desire to experience. And so it's possible for many individuals who are on what you refer to as the so-called spiritual journey to experience these so-called visions, if you wish, and to try to interpret them as being a positive type of a vision. What do you believe? For others, it's not possible for them to experience because they don't believe it's possible. They don't believe that it's possible to have that type of experience. They have no desire. What do you believe? And so we would suggest, once again, pay attention to the particular attitudes, the particular emotions and feelings that that conjures up when you have those types of experiences, to get a glimpse of the understanding of the belief system that's responsible for that reality creation process. Does that answer your question?
Okay.
Well now, once again, it has been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to interact and to share with you. For indeed, for us, it is a learning experience as well. We have no desire to be involved in your creation process. We have no desire to experience what it is that you experience in your so-called vibrational level. However, it is indeed very enjoyable to interact with our friend Elias and to experience what it is that you experience to a very limited degree, and for that we are eternally grateful for you presenting this opportunity. And we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so until the next time, we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.
Somebody talking?
Jim's talking.
We can't hear you. Oh, do we have to turn off the TV?
He's trying. Can't hear you, Tim, or Kim, brother.
Oh, I just, yes, because I was muted.
Oh.
The Lord just dropped into the last bit there. I